Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for May the 15th. I'm your host, Paul White, and today is my 41st birthday. I'm recording this a little in advance of this, but I'm going to go ahead and say thanks to the birthday well-wishers, because as my experience has told me, with social media and people emailing and things, and my people that know me closely texting and stuff, you get a flood, you know how it is, on your birthday. And so I say thanks to everyone in advance, and I'll say thank you on that when I'm actually on that day as well. I am one more blessed 41-year-old man. I'm not going to go through the list of all the reasons why I believe so, but I'm so thankful for where God has us in this season and the future He's laid out in front of us and the plans He has established for us. I'm thankful to get to do what I get to do. And I'm very thankful for you, the Deeper Daily Podcast audience. What a wonderful group of people whom I've grown together with, and hopefully we're making some sort of impact in your spirit journey. All right, let's get busy in the Word. That's a great way for me to celebrate my birthday, is to share a little bit of good news. Galatians chapter 5, here's where we are in our journey. It's verse 13. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an occasion for the flesh, but through love serve one another. There's a lot to unpack. What a perfect verse for me to read on my birthday. You are called to liberty. And there is no higher call in the world than the call to liberty. And we have to promote individual liberty, particularly in an hour where it seems as if there is an ideology of the collective, putting people into categories. And there's a large, almost mountain of offense that seems to come with these categories. And you maybe not putting people where they think they belong, or refusing to acknowledge where someone thinks they belong. And so I think there is an undercurrent of attack on the individual and on individual liberty. At the same time, I think we have been so flooded with rights, our personal rights, what we get, what should be ours, what we think we deserve, that there has been almost a downplay of the twin R, rights and responsibilities. And that second one, responsibilities, has been downplayed, pushed down, almost ignored. And in the church, particularly the Grace community, it's almost been mocked that we should ever talk about responsibilities. Well, as I was reading our verse preparing for this today, I thought about freedom and liberty, what it is, what it represents, the inherent beauty of it. I mean, what's not beautiful about liberty? But if we're going to talk about its beauty, we have to talk about its beast. We have to acknowledge its dark side. Is there a dark side to liberty? Well, I personally think that there is. Freedom. I mean, freedom, let's be honest, I think we're a little bit afraid of it. It's what shocked me the most when I come into Grace, is how afraid of freedom I really was, how little I trusted freedom. Because freedom opens the possibility that you're going to do the wrong thing. It opens the possibility that you'll live according to your whims, according to your darker nature, according to this side of you that you don't want to talk about. But if we want to be free and we want to sustain our freedom, we want it to last beyond today or tomorrow or next week or next month, and I'm not only talking spiritual, I'm talking in as general terms as I think I know how, sustainable freedom is only going to happen if we accept responsibility. Because what freedom really teaches us is to sacrifice the moment for the future. Because if we stop sacrificing the moment and start indulging the moment, we could run ourselves right out of freedom, right out of liberty. And so there has to be the twin R. There has to be responsibility. And we don't have to talk about responsibility with a condemning tone, wagging our finger at people as if they're wrong all of the time. I think we've messed that up so much, and the message of grace has helped to pull back on those, on that whole condemnation wagon, just to relax a little bit on always wagging your finger at everybody on what they're doing. We don't have to say it in that way, but we probably should let people know. And I think particularly young people, because they're the ones being flooded with the list of rights and being almost run away from a list of responsibilities. And I think young people want responsibilities. I think they want something to step up and do. I don't mean do to be righteous. I think they just want something to do. They want a purpose. They want meaning. And that is what humanity has that is so godlike, is meaning and purpose and the ability to speak and to formulate thought and idea, to live out passion and dream. I mean, when you find responsibility, you really do find meaning. You find purpose and nobility. I think it's why a lot of people die not long after retiring. And the record seems to be fairly strong on this, that many people spend their lives pushing and pushing and pushing and working and look forward to retirement, and then they retire, and it doesn't take long until they've sort of atrophied that side of them that was ambitious and full of fire and gave them purpose. And once that is gone, they find themselves struggling to find meaning in life. And some of them die prematurely because they don't understand or they don't have a responsibility to carry. So let's look at freedom then with a negative and a positive side. I mean, there's freedom from and there's freedom to. There's freedom from addiction and persecution and tyranny. And there's freedom to be, to do, to realize your potential. Whenever you see the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden, we've all got our theology on that and what that means for your conscience. But maybe another side we should look at is that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is freedom. It is liberty. The liberty to choose evil. The liberty to choose good. You've been called to liberty, Paul says, but don't use it as an opportunity for the flesh. You could say it this way, I think. You have liberty, only watch out, because your liberty carries with it the opportunity to do terrible, chaotic things. So keep your liberty in check in regards to how you use it. The pushback against this will almost always be, well, we don't trust people with their liberty, so let's take it away from them. And when we do that, we stifle the creativity of man, and there could probably be no greater way to destroy humanity than to stifle their liberty. Let's accept that we have been called to liberty. I am a fan of Galatians 5:13. Called to liberty, only don't use it as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve. So your liberty leads to service. If your liberty is not leading you to serve your neighbor, I question whether you understand the power and responsibility of your liberty. So I'll conclude this thought today, and we'll probably do a little work more on this tomorrow, but what is the responsibility of your liberty? Your neighbor. As Viktor Frankl once said, everyone needs to find meaning in their life. He said, I have found the meaning of my life, and the meaning of my life is to help people find meaning in their life. I know what he means. I'm not comparing myself, but I do feel like the greatest expression that I have for my liberty is maybe to help you find yours. See you tomorrow. God bless.